This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to yet another edition of the Kona Edge. Time to chat some biking today. I'm Brad Brown. We head back to Philadelphia to catch up with Barry Lewis. Barry, welcome back on to the podcast. Last time we spoke about the swim, you mentioned your favorite workout, and it's a lot of sort of mixed up and a lot of variety intervals in there. And you also spoke in our first chat about the challenges of drafting in Kona and almost the intervals that you need to put in on the bike in Kona. Is that something you incorporate into your bike training a lot as well?
Yes, definitely it is, Brad. Thanks again for having me back. Always a pleasure. You know, I think, again, in any triathlon, certainly Kona, you experience drafting, you experience different terrain. And so, you know, in a perfect world, we talk about power a lot these days and steady state and keeping a steady pace and not burning too many matches early on and all of those sorts of things. And ideally, yeah, you want to keep as steady and consistent as you can. But in reality, when you've got drafting to deal with or you've got a hilly course, you're going to have to go a little harder and settle back in without giving away everything that you've gained on getting over that hill or getting by that group. So that kind of effort, I think, is something, again, that I think is really valuable. So one of my favorite bike workouts is that over-under style of a workout, where you'll have a series of set pieces within a workout where you're slightly under your threshold effort, and then you're going over your threshold effort to simulate having to pass or going through a windy stretch or pushing over a rise or whatever, and then you'll bring it back slightly under that threshold effort, but not pulling way back into a deep recovery state, so that you're able to physiologically adapt to that push and then settle back in without pulling way back. So doing that kind of effort where you can simulate those pushes and settle in and push and settle in, I think is really, really important, and they're fun. It mixes it up. You're challenged and focused, and then you're able to kind of work through that first part of the back off. You're still feeling it, but as you work through it, you kind of go, huh, this is pretty cool. You know, I've only backed off 5%, but, you know, it still hurts, but then suddenly it doesn't anymore. And you're just below that threshold and can keep that cruise going. So, you know, and again, I think that allows you to raise that whole threshold as well.
Absolutely. Barry, you've made no bones about it. You love running long. It's something you've done for a long time. On the bike, do you enjoy the long sort of, for a lot of people, particularly in the final stretch to an Ironman, those long solo rides are really tough. But is that something you've embraced coming from an ultra running background? You like being out there a long time and just the mental side of pushing through where you don't really want to be on the bike, but you know you have to?
You know, I do. But honestly, you know, so I've been doing ultras for a long time, and way back 25-30 years ago, there weren't a lot of guys around doing them, and I spent a lot of time running on my own, and certainly that's been great from the mental stamina point of view and building my confidence and capability and ability to kind of go on when it hurts on my own without somebody to push me. But on the other hand, one of the things that I really love about tri training is having good folks to train with. And so, you know, I always say to people, you know, what you want to do in training is try and find people that are just that little bit step above you, so you're really challenging yourself on those key workouts when that's what you need to do. And I've got some great friends out here that have been in the sport longer than me, have done way more Ironman than me, and that I've been able to get into riding with over the last few years. And we have some really great long rides where they're challenging rides. And on any given day, one of us might be suffering a little more than the other, and we're able to kind of pull each other along and push each other. And that's, again, it kind of brings in that it's not competitive per se, but it's just that, that mental sort of game that you play, that I'm not going to be the guy that gets dropped. No, you know, I don't want to let them know how much I'm hurting, and, oh, geez, I'm putting the hurt on them today. Okay, good for me. You know, it's just another aspect to it that makes it really fun. You know, on the other hand, too, there are times when, you know, nobody's available and I've got a long ride schedule, and I like going out and just going. And sometimes I'll be out and say, okay, that was where my turnaround was, but you know what, I'm going to go a little further today, see what's up that direction, or you know what, I've always wanted to go that way and just do a different hill on the way back or something like that. So yeah, I do enjoy that being out there.
Brilliant stuff. Well, Barry, thanks for sharing that with us on this episode. Much appreciated. Look forward to catching up about your run next time out.
Awesome, Brad. Thanks again. Take care.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Get better on the bike. Register for our next free live online bike seminar. Get to theKonaEdge.com/bikeseminar now.